Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I am Saulo Gesaretti, and I'm a student of computer science. At the moment, I'm collaborating with Unitaliana Ceche di Verona. And with this presentation, I want to show you my experiences in using computation programs. Okay, computation programs are tools really useful and widely used in computer science courses, and the most well-known computation programs are Mathematica, Maple, MATLAB, Scilab, and Octave. Okay, the most important things, we will give the basic architecture of a computation program. The basics of the computation program is a kernel. The kernel is the part that processes the expressions. A front end, which enables the user to interact, to manipulate, to edit all the expressions and send it to the kernel to be calculated. A protocol, most of this application is a protocol that permits to communicate with an external application. If, for example, we want to develop a program that has a part that needs to calculate, to compute functions or algebraic expressions, we can develop the application and let it interact with the computation program. In using this kind of programs, we have issues, some accessibility issues. The most challenging accessibility issue concerns the user interaction with the front end, the front end component. In particular, non-screen reader companion controls, it means that most of these applications as a front end developed with controls that are not standard, and so they are not recognized correctly from the screen reader, and it creates problems. It gives problems to the user, and it doesn't allow the user to understand correctly the application and interact correctly with it. Another particular issue is the character set that is used to the program to represent the mathematical notation. If for example, it uses a code that is completely graphic and it is generated with pictures, surely with this query there we cannot read we cannot read. Another issue is the interaction paradigm, and it means that if the the output is a graphical output or is a textual output, we have different interaction paradigm, for example, in editing and manipulating expressions. But we want to try to give some solutions for this kind of issues. And these are different approaches with this kind of problems. The first one is try to customize the application. If, for example, it permits to be customized to change the different visualization, we will try to customize it and we will try to interact with it. Or else, we can even try to develop some customization, some scripting for our screen readers to improve the behavior of the front end together with the screen reader. Another solution could be to use the alternative command line front end. Most of this application as a command line front-end that is not so comfortable to use, for example, for manipulating expressions or edit them, but It is surely accessible using a screen reader because all the code and all the commands are only text and there is no graphical part. Another solution could be if the program, as we said before, will allow us to communicate with the kernel between by means of using a protocol, we can even try to develop our own front-end and consider to make it completely accessible with the screen reader. Okay, we want to try to analyze one of the programs that we saw before. The first one is Octave, an open source solution that has the all the basic feature of a computation program. Another program is Mathematica, developed by Wolfram's researcher, it is really a powerful program for computation. We'll start first with Octave. Octave doesn't have a graphical front end, so we don't have particular problems to access with it. It has only the command line front end, and as we said before, it is not completely comfortable, but surely it will not give us problem of accessibility. We'll start with an example using Octave. This is a multiplication of two matrices. Two matrices composed by two rows and two columns. We will first insert the first matrix. And after, if they have the same command, the second matrix, and we will send the multiplication operation. We have to say that Octave give back only two-dimensional output. It is not so easy to handle with a display bar, but surely it will give you the composition of the matrix. Okay, after Octave, we will start to consider Mathematica. Mathematica has a front-end that is not accessible at all. So we have to consider the other two solutions, using Mathematica from the command line or developing our own front-end. First, we will see some example using the command line front-end. Okay, well, the way to use the Mathematica front, command line front-end is first we can use it in an interactive mode. It means that we can enter the expressions directly from the command line. Or else, if we have a big expression, big long expression to solve, we can consider to save it in an external file written with our own editor. And after, load it in Mathematica and let Mathematica execute it. After that, we can have the output directly from the command line, and we can even consider to save it in another file. Okay, here is the first example. We are going to write a file containing an algebraic expression, and first we will simplify it and apply the factorization. Here, after that we edited the file, we are going to load it with this command. We are going to load the file to Mathematica, and the software will give right away the output in the command line. Here is another example. where we are going to generate a table of the point of a function. It could be really useful if, for example, we want to study the function and we want to understand what is the behavior of the function. And with the table function, we can generate the matrix of the point. Here is the file containing the matrix of the point that Mathematica generated. Okay, we are going to load the matrix and give it back in a matrix form. And after that, we can think to generate the graph of the function if, for example, we want to print it in an embossed paper. We are going to load the file again. With the listplot function, we will generate the diagram, and we can export it in an image format. Here is the diagram of the function. Okay. After this example, we will consider the second way to access Mathematica. We have tried to develop an accessible front-end communicating with the Mathematica kernel. This front-end is developed using the VBNet language and using the most accessible controls included in the framework. We are going to load the application to show how it will work. Okay, here is our application, our program. It has an edit box that will allow us to write our files. We are going to load an example. This is a simple exercise that we will try to solve using this editor together with Mathematica. Okay, given the following function, find the first derivative and check when it will be equal to zero. Okay, to avoid big confusion with all the expression, I'm going to define two contexts using the bar star command. We are going to define the context where we will calculate, we will compute the expression using Mathematica. First, we will copy the expression inside the context of Mathematica, and with the function d, we will calculate the first derivative respect to the variable x. Okay, we copied now the expression in the clipboard, and pressing F2, we will send it to the Mathematica kernel. It will calculate the compute the solution, and we are going to paste it in our editor. Okay, it will be in output normal output format. We can even decide to specify input form to make it the expression more simple to manipulate and edit. here is the other result. Now, using the roots function, we are going to verify whether it is equal to zero. We are going to copy the expression inside the Mathematica context. And we will write it in the Mathematica syntax. Okay, now we are going to send the expression to Mathematica in the same way that we made before. Sorry, gives an error. We'll try it again. Seems that it doesn't work now. Sorry. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry for the problem. It should give the result of the two solutions where the first derivative is equal to zero. Okay, I think.
If you type a closed comment, it'll work.
Excuse me?
The star slash at the end.
You stopped at the manca.
Yeah, you gotta end it now. There, star, and now try it.
No, I'm sorry. Don't know. Anyway, I think that's all. Thank you for your attention. And if you have some questions, do not hesitate to ask.
Thank you.
Thank you.